Every morning at 4:30, I open my eyes because that's what I've been called to do. It's time to create. I have to answer that calling because creativity has a way of just beating the living hell right out of me. If I'm not creating at 4:30, it's going to wake me up at 3:30. It's going to wake me up at 2:30. It's like, look, okay, here's the boundary line, Mr. Creative Thing. Okay, I get it. I can't shake you. You see, creativity is an addiction. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. Oh, I'm so guilty of it. I am a mutterer. I mutter. And the problem is that that's probably not a good place to hang your hat. No. Because if somebody catches you muttering, they're going to say, what'd you just say? So I try to keep things inside. Or what I'll do is I'll place it inside my daily writing. That's the reason why I keep two different journals. Pff, that's bull right there. I have more than two different journals. I have so many frickin' journals that are sitting on my desk. It's whatever the mindset or the mood swing is where I go. And they each have a purpose. And basically, all I'm doing is I'm muttering. I'm putting those thoughts down on paper. I'm putting, you know, those reactions, those connections, those disconnections, those moments of depression, those moments of high anxiety, fear, doubt. I'm muttering. But so are a lot of other people. And they're getting caught. They're letting people hear what it is. And that's what we're going to talk about today on The Daily Mess. I mean, this is more than just a chronological walkthrough in everyday world. This is more than just being a daily writer. I document life and all that comes after. And it's not that if you were to go through my journals, you would sit there and say, oh my God, this is what he said. Somebody called TMZ. That's not what it is. I just mutter. I like to mutter. Muttering gives us the opportunity is, hey, you, the you that I am. Yeah, you. Hey, you, I am you, you, yeah, you. Are you listening? Good, because I'm going to mutter. This is The Daily Mess. I often wonder if we mutter to ourselves. I know I do, and I feel like a freak because my mom used to say, will you quit talking to yourself? Well, why? Myself is my best friend. Myself will judge me sometimes. Myself will pick me up. Myself, I like myself. Not as in a conceited way, but quit talking to yourself. They would always say that. And I think that's the reason why I got into radio and have been in it for 41 years is because what is a radio disc jockey doing? A talk show host, a podcaster, they're talking to themselves. Because you're there, right, on that other side of the speaker? Or is it just my ego saying you're there? I mean, oh my God. That little sound that we make when we mutter. I mean, sometimes it's clear. Sometimes we like to hold off. Other times it's like, okay, you're just being one of those smart alecks. And it is. It is a smart aleck approach to reacting to a situation. I mutter all because it's just an opportunity to make sure that what I'm thinking about is going to be heard. And it doesn't have to be by other people. It can be just by myself. It's like all of these thoughts that are coming through us. You want to be heard. You want to be accepted. Why not accept yourself first, right? You know, muttering is not always a safe place, not even with a best friend. Because as you can tell by the headlines, people have been doing a lot of muttering. And a lot of that muttering from several years ago, people are saying, yeah, he said it. Holy crap, that was like 8 years ago. You still said it. And they're paying the price. A muttering of sorts always has a way of coming back, and you're left in a place of having to defend yourself. And for some freaking reason, the one that brings it up is always right, and that's the one that always gets the trophy. They get to take it home. Being on social media is a form of muttering. Oh, yeah. I do. I study what you're writing on Facebook, Instagram. I'm not being nosy. I'm just watching your muttering. Because you guys will say things that none of us have no clue what it is that you're talking about. And there's only one way to explain it, and that is, well, you're muttering. It really is. So this morning, because I love having a dictionary next to me, I went on there and I had to look up what muttering means. And it just basically says it's a privately expressed complaint. But I don't want to... No, I'm not going to go with that, okay? The reason why is because when I mutter, I also say some positive shit. I really do. I always do things that kind of reveal... That wow, this isn't as bad as I thought it was in that muttering. But according to the dictionary, it's like it has to be something negative. And I don't want to say that. What, then it must be talking to myself then if it's positive. I'm not going that route. I'm muttering. Let's call it what it is. I mean, seriously, there are times that I don't want people to know how brilliant they really are. That was mean, wasn't it? There are times that I don't want people to know how brilliant they are. Well, the reason why is because if I tell you that you're brilliant, and I say it more than one time, maybe more than 10 times, then that's going to build your overconfidence. And you're going to get into a situation where that overconfidence is going to create some muttering.
Man, this person isn't as good as what they thought they were. Jeez, they stink. Oh, my God. Who put this person in here? No. Ooh, yeah.
See, muttering gets in the way. Even when it's positive, it gets in the way. My thing is, as an instructor, and someone said it the other day while they were producing, they said, here's how I know you like what I'm doing. I said, really, how is that? Because if you didn't like it, you would have said something about it.
So right.
And it's not that I would say, you're doing that wrong. I'd say, wow, interesting concept. Let me understand why it is that you made that choice to go in that direction. See, I want to learn too. Muttering. Isn't that what we're doing right now? You are on the other side of these speakers, right? If not, I'm just muttering. I'm Arrow, and that's The Daily Mess.